Mega Box. So now remember, for you to play, all you need to do is dial *464*2# for you to be able to win in the Itola Mega Box. For as low as 5 kwacha, you get to win yourself some money. And I'm actually calling this next winner, and 0972. Yeah, that's how your number starts. But of course, I can't say your whole number on live radio. That means this is the moment where you stay close to your mobile phone, because we don't want you to be left out as far as winning is concerned. It's Itola Mega Box, ladies and gentlemen, and we are giving you 500 kwacha. So today, ni one pin, yamnea enda. Hello, you're live on Power. How are you doing? Hello.
Hello.
Hi, how are you? My name is Cookie, calling you from Power FM. Congratulations, you've won yourself 500 kwacha, courtesy of Itola Mega Box. Oh, looks like there is some interruption here and there. Anyway, we'll try and call you again, possibly tomorrow. I hope you stay close to your phone. This has been Temanga 913 on Power FM. Now, be sure to stay glued. Shortly, we're going to be getting into the Power FM evening news.
We play nothing but Power FM. Lusaka, Arkabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News.
Political governance expert Mwila Wanga is calling on government to establish structured systems of appointment to ensure inclusive representation. Kankivia Member of Parliament Sunday Tanda has called for strengthened cooperation between the state and the church to promote national unity and social cohesion. In international news, Central African Republic President wins third term by landslide. And in sports, Egypt reached AFCON quarterfinal after 3-1 win against Benin.
And now, the Power FM News.
With upfront and reliable news every day, my name is Abigail Chassis. Political governance expert Mwila Wanga is calling on government to move beyond political appointments and establish structured systems to ensure meaningful inclusion of women, youth and differently abled persons under Zambia's proportional representation framework. Speaking on the Power Breakfast show, Mr. Wanga said while the Constitution recognizes the three key groups, women, youth and differently abled through proportional representation, government has so far only focused on appointments without putting in place clear mechanisms to guide how the process should operate. He observed that many of the targeted groups are currently being spoken for rather than being directly invoked in shaping the system meant to represent them. He proposed the creation of 4 more consortia for each category, a women's consortium, a youth consortium, and a consortium for differently abled persons to actively participate in designing the criteria, processes, and safeguards for proportional representation. According to Mr. Wanga, these uncertainties undermine the security and effectiveness of the appointments, stressing that establishing the proposed consortia would ensure that affected groups directly contribute to policy decisions rather than having assumptions made on their behalf.
So for me, I propose that we establish consortiums for all these categories. Even the persons living with disability, let there be a consortium which then speaks to the safety and security on how we ensure that these people are well and perfectly represented. By doing so, these people will not be spoken for. You know, they will contribute their own voice. So that when government speaks, they will not speak, we think. They will say, having consulted persons living with disabilities, This is what we have established. Having consulted the youth from a symposium that we held or from a consortium that we established, this is what we have come out with. So for me, I feel that would definitely help out in one way or another.
Patriotic Front PF presidential candidate Grayford Monde says the Drug Enforcement Commission DEC investigations into Archbishop of Lusaka Diocese, Dr. Alec Banda motor vehicle alleged scandal are a clear demonstration of some schemes by the UPND-led government to prevent the Catholic Church from fulfilling its moral duty. Mr. Monde highlighted that the summoning of the Archbishop and previous actions by the government and the UPND party are targeting the Catholic. The moves, he said, are dictatorial and have the potential to erode Zambia's democratic gains and turn state institutions into tools of political repression ahead of the 2026 elections. Mr. Monde is therefore calling on all meaningful Zambians to stand against the planned schemes aimed at shrinking civic space. He adds that as one of Africa's most powerful moral voices, the Catholic Church's criticism of governance flaws has long irritated the ruling elite. He, however, underscored that silencing it risks separating millions and fracturing national unity. Mr. Monde recalled that how UPND Secretary General Batuke Emenda branded Archbishop Banda the Lucifer of Zambia in 2023, the remarks that sparked outrage and legal action. Mr. Monde, a former cabinet minister under the PF, further recalled how UPND senior officials ridiculed critical priests with a named member of parliament, calling the church criminal, and President Hichilema dismissing Father Anthony Salangeta's economic critiques as joking.
This is no longer just a fight for Bishop Banda or the Catholic Church. It is a war every patriot must wage for the sole peace and prosperity of our nation. UPND Secretary General Honorable Batuke Emenda notoriously branded Archbishop Banda the Lucifer of Zambia in 2023, sparking outrage and legal action. Ruling party leaders have repeatedly derided the critical priests, with one MP calling the church criminal and President Hichilema dismissing Father Anton Salangeta's economic critic as a joker. In 2024, October, armed police cordoned off Lusaka's Cathedral of the Child Jesus, barring Archbishop Banda and worshippers from a memorial mass for former President Michael Sata. Similar incursions targeted Bishop Clement Mlenga's office after hosting ex-president, late President Edgar Chagwalungu. We must all decree these moves as authoritarian overreach.
In another development, Kantiwia Member of Parliament Sunday Chanda has called for strengthened cooperation between the state and the church to promote national unity and social cohesion. Mr. Chanda says Zambia's declaration as a Christian nation should go beyond constitutional wording and remain a moral foundation for peace, democracy and national stability. He notes that historically, the church has served as the custodian of conscience while the state has maintained law, order and development, adding that the two institutions have worked best when complementing each other rather than competing. The Kantiwia lawmaker observes that engagements between government and faith leaders have largely been reactive and crisis-driven, a situation, he says, often fuels misunderstanding and unnecessary public confrontation. To address this, Mr. Chanda has proposed the establishment of a presidential faith and social cohesion roundtable to meet quarterly and include representatives from the Zambia Conference of Catholic Bishops, the Council of Churches in Zambia, the Evangelical Fellowship of Zambia, and other faith-based organizations and key government ministries. He says such a forum would institutionalize dialogue, encourage consultation over confrontation, and help build consistent engagement on moral, social, and national issues. Mr. Chanda has since urged all stakeholders to recommit to mutual respect, structured dialogue, and collaboration, stressing that Zambia does not need a silent church or an intolerant state, but a strong partnership anchored on unity and national interest. The Lusaka Province Principal Public Relations Officer, Logic Chikwanda, has disclosed